This is Wendy Hill. Welcome to the Renaissance Experience. Here you can be reborn to yourself. This tape is to help guide you in the process of regression and nourishment of the child within. Keep in mind to seek professional help if you feel you need it. Here I will take you step by step towards self-love, beginning with a here and now problem in your life, to the conflicting emotion the problem causes, to the original source of the emotion in the past. Here in your past, you can discover the negative decisions you made about yourself and the nature of reality. You can then discover the patterns of emotion, thought, and behavior this caused you to enact. Now you are able to clearly see how your past has affected your present. You are also able to see what needs to be healed, changed, fixed, nurtured. I will then guide you in loving, nourishing, and educating your child of your past. Before we begin, here are a few key suggestions. Use this process when you have some upsetting feeling you wish to change, such as anger, fear, guilt, hurt, jealousy, loneliness, helplessness. Make a conscious date with yourself at a time and place you cannot be disturbed. Have your angry pillow and loving pillow nearby. Decide you are going to heal yourself by taking advantage of this processing technique. Humble yourself to your emotions. Remember, it is from the ashes of your desperation that the phoenix of truth arises. Be willing to hurt, to cry, to get angry, to feel. Allow your inner voice to be heard. Be truthful to yourself about your real emotions. Trust yourself. Know that you have the answers to your questions within, and focus intensely. If you are going to do this process, do it 100%. The more you give, the more you get. Get involved. Don't hide from yourself. You know where that leads. I will leave some long pauses during this process so you can center yourself and focus within during each phase of the process. This will give you the needed time to access important information. If you wish, however, you may turn off your recorder during the pauses to determine your own time duration. Now remember, give 100%. Come from your feelings. Use your mind as a helping tool. Don't let your mind dominate. Get out of your head. Let emotion dominate. Your eyes may be open or closed, or both, whichever is most comfortable during the processing, depending on which gives you optimum concentration. All ready now? Okay, now let's begin. Assume some comfortable position near your pillows. Sitting on the floor is suggested. Now close your eyes and recall the recent experience or situation that has been causing you conflict and pain. Focus your attention down in your solar plexus and allow yourself to feel the emotions this situation causes. Look for anger, fear, guilt, or hurt, or all of these feelings. Identify these emotions. Now humble yourself to these emotions. Feel them. Admit to them. Admit to how helpless you feel. Allow tears to come if they want to. Escalate your emotions. Intensify your emotions. Now, allow your mind to show you a spontaneous image of an infant, fetus, or child. Do not analyze what you see. There will be plenty of time to analyze later. Just flow with it. If you cannot immediately see something, feel an infant, fetus, or child. Sense it. If you still get nothing, ask yourself this: what would your mind show you if it could? First thought. Now go with that thought. Now allow your imagination to take you back to the little one. Just for a moment, be him or her. Feel the feelings. Be there. Listen, feel, look, experience. About how old am I? How old do I feel? Where am I? What is happening? What is it that hurts so much? What is it that's causing that hurt? What do I need? I'm not getting. Discover the cause of the pain. Who is there? If anyone is there, what is going on? Is there more than one person there? What are they saying? What are they doing? How am I involved? Or am I just observing, listening? If no one is there, what is it that I need? What is the pain that I feel? What did this cause me to believe about myself? What decisions did I make about myself, about life, people, men, women? Most important, what did I think this meant about me? Did I believe this meant I was not lovable, not worthy, not good, not safe? What patterns of action and reaction did this cause in my life? How did this cause me to behave, to communicate, to feel? How did I express these feelings to others? How does this relate to my present situation? See the pattern repeated. Do you see a pattern of the same emotion, the same feeling? Now, recall again the belief you took on about yourself, that you're not loved, or not good, or not worthy, or not supposed to be happy, or not supposed to be alive, or whatever you decided. Recall that belief, that thought. Now look at the little one. Look in his or her eyes. See the innocence. Is this true about this little one? What is true? What is true? What is the good truth? The truth you have been hiding, that you have chosen not to remember and not to believe. The truth that will set you free. The truth of this little one's innocence, goodness, that this little one is truly loved by you, that it is worthy of having happiness, of being alive, of having love, success, joy. Now you may choose the loving pillow or the angry pillow to work with. If you are aware of anger, choose the angry pillow. If you do not wish to process anger, skip on ahead. Now, as you prepare to hit the pillow or slap the pillow on the floor, form a phrase of liberation such as, "I am good. You can't control me anymore." Or, "I am free." Or you may express your rage more directly with, "I hate you," etc. Now, before you begin this, be sure to put the love you feel for any individual in a safe place and know that that love can never be harmed. You are not hurting this person. You are simply releasing the pent-up anger that has caused you to restrict your love. Now, begin with your pillow hit. Go until you feel done and pace yourself. If you wish, you may turn off the recorder at this time until such time you feel you'd like to begin the rest of the process. Now relax back and breathe. Center yourself and reach for your loving pillow. Imagine that the pillow is the child. Hold this little one tenderly as though you were holding a real live child. The real live child that was you. Love, educate, and nourish your child. Begin with, "I love you," and be the perfect mother and father to this little one. Say what this little child longs to hear. Give to this little one what he or she has longed for so long to have. Do not hold back anymore, but give. Give of your love. give yourself a truth. My truth is, I am, you fill in the blank. Give this truth to yourself deeply. Speak it out loud until you feel it. Don't worry about the degree of intensity or how high you get. Just do what comes naturally. I am. If you wish to go further, you may turn the recorder off now and continue with giving yourself this truth. Now, if you wish, relax down and meditate and feel the love. Allow it to spread through your body, through your heart. Feel it. Feel it spread. Keep your heart center open. Loving yourself. Loving. 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 Allow the joy to come up like a fountain. Feel it.